Welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I'm your host, Jenna Josephowski, but you can call me Jenna J. I'm a semi-retired professional dancer, dance teacher, and yoga teacher turned certified personal trainer and kettlebell instructor who helps active women learn to lift and get strong with equal parts challenge and compassion. After years of working in the fitness industry, I got sick and tired of watching people, including myself, run themselves into the ground trying to uphold the narrow-minded image of what our culture sees as healthy and fit. But instead of giving it all up, I decided that I'd rather change the game, call out the BS, extract the good, and help others learn to use movement as a way to build themselves up rather than tear themselves down. On this podcast, we'll explore the intersection of fitness and anti-diet culture and all the gray areas in between. We'll let go of shoulds and judgments and dig into tough conversations with curiosity. Things get pretty spicy around here, so grab your headphones and let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Today's episode should be interesting. I'm not gonna lie. It's something that I wasn't necessarily planning on recording, but what happened is I sat down a couple of nights ago after scrolling on Instagram and just reading some kind of like gym bro-y bullshit, we'll call it that, that I really wanted to like just, you know, like angry type into the comments to the dudes, I'm thinking of a couple in particular, that made these posts that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I was like, you know what? These guys don't care. I am not going to waste my breath. I am going to create my own content about it. So originally I was going to sit down and I was just going to make a little carousel talking about my thoughts. And then I started writing so much that it wouldn't fit on the little squares in Canva. And so I took to like the notes in my phone, or actually I guess it's like the notes on my computer, and I'm like, I'm just gonna type it in here and then copy it and paste to something else later. And needless to say, like at least over an hour later, I came up with so many thoughts that they could have been a blog post, and maybe I will take it to the blog at some point. Maybe I'll break it up into a couple of Instagram posts. I don't know, but I felt like I need to give this thing a voice and I need to bring it on the podcast. And full disclaimer, I don't actually know what's going to come out of me at this point or how spicy this is going to feel, because in the moment that I read it, I was so pissed off. And now I'm just feeling a little less activated around it. So I don't know if I'm going to read through this and feel like I was an asshole and completely change my mind. But to be honest, I think a lot of the sentiment is still there, because this has been marinating, I think, this whole idea for a while, and it comes up for me rather often. Because of this, there's one particular dude, and I won't name him, that I follow. And I follow him on Instagram because I appreciate his dedication to science and evidence-based research. I think that's so important. And also, sometimes he just disregards the human experience so much that it drives me nuts. But at the same time, I'm like, your science is kind of good and needed. So anyway, this has been marinating for a while. So here goes, friends. This is my open letter to the gym bros on Instagram. So I get so tired from reading posts from gym bros who can tell you all about what the science says, but they have no concept of how that science applies to the actual human beings that they work with, especially women. And I'm trying to like not be super gendered, but some of this stuff kind of is particular to women in a lot of ways. And I've wanted to comment on their posts so many times, but I know they don't care and I'm not going to waste my breath. So these are my thoughts. First of all, I have to wonder, have any of these guys, again, trying not to be gendered, but I can't help but notice that it's mostly guys, ever taken their head out of a research paper for 2 seconds and actually talked to their clients, like actually listened to their lived experience of being in their own body? Or Are they too busy telling them that they are making excuses while mansplaining the science to them? Because I see this a lot. And like I said, to be clear, I like science. Science equals good. We need more people who understand how to read research and break that research down in a way that is easy to digest. And we need more evidence-based training practices, and we need less dogma and less misinformation. And we also need more fitness professionals who are willing to change their opinion when presented with new information, instead of being so invested in whatever they've been selling for so long that they're afraid to admit that they've been wrong. And I think that happens far, far too often, especially when what they are selling, whatever they're talking about, is based in research that they've spent a lot of time invested in. And also, not every client that we work with as fitness professionals is going to fall neatly into the box of what quote-unquote studies show, especially when it comes to something like intentional fat loss, which is a commonly debated topic, which is a topic that tends to come up a lot for a lot of these people. And something that I hear oversimplified time and time again is like, calories in, calories out, because science, they say. And they tell us that we must not be counting our calories correctly, otherwise we'd be losing weight. Like, if I had a dollar for every time I heard some dude bro on the internet talk about, well, you must not be counting your calories correctly, otherwise you'd be losing weight, because science. But the thing that they fail to realize, and the thing that I really wanted to comment about to this one dude, is a lot of times they are failing to account for things like what being in that actual calorie deficit feels like to live out in real life. And if you're anything like me, I know you have been there. So for example, suppose you have been counting and restricting calories since like the sixth grade, which is sadly a very common practice for a lot of people. Put myself in that category, somebody who started that shit in like sixth grade, and now you're in your 30s. If you've been doing that for a long time, restricting calories, your basal metabolic rate is going to be much lower than it would have been if you hadn't spent over half of your life yo-yo dieting and or potentially having like a low-key or a full-blown eating disorder. We know this, and they've seen this a lot. If you want to talk about what happened, for example, with shows like The Biggest Loser, when they follow up with those people that were on there, went through really extreme measures, lost a shit ton of weight, gained it all back, and measuring those people's basal metabolic rate, it is much lower. And so the amount of calories we need to consume to maintain said calorie deficit feels impossible and unsustainable in practice. So while on paper, while in a lab, whatever might be true about the calorie deficit, we don't account for what that feels like in life. And so eventually what happens is that you wind up falling face first into a stuffed crust pizza on a Friday night. We've all been there, right? Not only to mention that, but what we're also not accounting for is that the calorie count on that thing is an estimate at best, even if it came from your freezer. Like if you go out to eat, you know what I mean? The restaurant will put like whatever calories on the menu and tell you like, yeah, it's probably this, but like, it depends. Like, how much cheese did they put on it? Did they put more or did they put less? Did you eat the piece with the bubble or without the bubble or whatever? And even when food comes from a box in your freezer, it's not always precise. It's not always, number one, exactly easy to tell for certain how many calories are in that food for certain, but how your body is going to process that or what's going to happen. And so then, back to this whole lived experience, so many of us for so long do the only thing that we know how to do, what these dude bros tell us to do, which is to attempt to burn said calories by doing that one elliptical at your gym that burns the most calories. Which, by the way, doesn't even count those calories with 100% accuracy either. So if you're doing something like a cardio machine at the gym, that's an estimate at best. Same is also true for whatever heart rate monitor or tracking device you wear, an estimate at best. And it also doesn't take into account that every single human burns said calories differently depending on a variety of factors, including how much muscle mass they have. And then that leads me on to another tangent, the fact that many women, again, getting a little gendered, I'm sorry, but it is true, don't want to lift weights for fear of getting quote unquote bulky. And also the fact, and I've seen this with clients before, the fact that muscle tends to weigh more than fat and will actually make you gain weight, scale weight. And we're not supposed to care about that. But like a lot of us still do. And so it just becomes infuriating. It's maddening. And then there's the fact that beauty standards are so incredibly unrealistic. So even if we are going with whatever the science said from said dude, even if this calorie deficit does manage to work for most people, it's not going to make us look like a fitness model or a celebrity. At best, it might make us look like a slightly smaller version of ourselves. But that's never good enough. It never feels good enough. And even if it is, what many of us fail to see in those moments when you are able to lose weight for a short amount of time is that we actually looked quite different than how we felt in that moment. And we've all been there. How many times have you looked back at a picture of yourself when you were dieting so hard and just not happy with where your body was, only to realize that you were actually not only so much thinner than you realized, but also, like, thinness aside, body size aside, that you looked great. And for whatever reason, you thought you looked like garbage. And we've all been there. I know so many of us have been there. And so many of us don't look like that. That one photo of ourselves where we're like, oh my God, I look so great, because that was unsustainable. And so what I would appreciate is if any one of these dudes on Instagram that is so invested in whatever science to bring me the science that shows the evidence of subjects being able to lose weight and keep it off over the long term. I am talking long-term studies, like over years and years, like the course of your whole entire life. I will wait. And I will probably wait for an eternity, because as far as I know, they do not exist. But even so, for the small percentage of people that may have been able to lose weight successfully via whatever intentional fat loss methods and keep them off, it is not true for the majority of the clients that we work with. I think about a question often that I ask on my new client intake form, which is, how many times have you lost weight through dieting? And then the second follow-up question is, how many times have you gained all the weight back and then some? 100% of the time, the answer is every single time. For my clients, I have never once had a personal training client come to work with me that said, oh, I lost weight from dieting this amount of times and I kept it off every time. It comes back. It comes back for the majority of the clients we work with. And so that, like, calories in, calories out advice that I keep seeing on the Instagram, it's lazy. It is lazy coaching and a lack of empathy, in my opinion. That is what it is. That is what we are missing. And so what I wish more people understood is a better idea, I guess, when we're talking to our clients who want to lose weight, is to get to know it, get to know them, learn why. And you might have to dig a little bit deeper. And they might not even be willing to share those deeper reasons with you. But encourage them, encourage yourself to get curious, because most people who want to lose weight, I've said this time and time again, actually want the feelings and privileges that come along with that weight loss, because both are true, right? It can make us feel some kind of way, and it can definitely grant us privileges in the world. A lot of times what is underneath that is wanting to feel loved, or to feel beautiful, or to feel strong, or to feel able to be able to climb up 3 flights of stairs to the top of your apartment without getting winded. Wanting to be able to wear a crop top at the gym without being told nobody wants to see that, or to not walk into their first appointment with their new personal trainer and have their trainer take one look at them on their first day and assume that based on their body size that they must be eating fast food every day and in denial about how many calories they consume. This is a big problem in our industry. It's a big problem with fitness professionals. I see it far too often. We are stuck in what things are supposedly, based on whatever study said. We are not digging deeper. We are not paying attention to how that plays out in the lives of our clients outside of this perfectly controlled, like, petri dish ideal shit that we have. But in any case, when we know the why behind a goal weight, we can help our clients to pursue that thing more directly. And we can start unpacking our own assumptions about people's bodies. We can also stop contributing to the weight stigma by celebrating fat loss at the expense of everything else, and like it's the greatest thing a person could ever achieve. And so I think this is where I fall into the middle ground, because I hear a lot of other anti-diet professionals being like, oh, well, like, we don't need tough love. And then on the flip side, we get dude bro. Now I'm just like trying to make up his like Instagram handle, like dude bro 69, whatever. Dude bro 69 is like, oh, well, like, here's the tough love, is you're eating too much McDonald's and you're not tracking your calories appropriately. But like, I'm actually a fan of tough love when it includes love, like when it includes challenging somebody's beliefs a little bit, but also meeting with them with compassion, hearing them out as a human, and then helping them to grow and move forward. So I appreciate transparency and honesty. I appreciate directness and not sugarcoating things. I don't even mind when people are super blunt about things, because sometimes I am. But I will say this, dear dude bro 69, some of you are hiding behind those words, tough love, using them as an excuse to just be a dick. And that's wrong. And I'll even take it a step further and say, I don't think a lot of these people even consider people's feelings in that way. I think that they are perhaps very stuck with their head in a textbook or in a research paper, if you will, and in thinking about things related to fitness, things related to food, things specifically related to the intentional fat loss that they promote, as things that exist kind of in a box outside their reality of life. And yes, science is important, but we also need to pay attention to how those things feel to people. I have other thoughts too, which is this. Many fitness professionals who spout this kind of advice, calories in, calories out, like to think that they look the way that they do purely because of their hard work and dedication. But in reality, for many of us, yeah, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of hard work, but it's a lot more genetics and access to health promoting things, services, products, like just having the money to pay for that shit than we care to admit. And so I will be honest and say something that Dude Bro 69 is probably not saying, because maybe he doesn't even realize it because he hasn't tried it before. But the size difference between me personally being in a massive calorie deficit and being super disordered and me eating whatever the fuck I want is negligible. And I'm not saying that necessarily to brag. I'm saying that a lot of people running around thinking that it is just so easy to be thin, so easy to be lean, so easy to do whatever, and anybody that does not look that way must be doing it wrong. Number one, clearly has a different body, clearly has a different lived experience than you. And we have not taken the time to sit down and consider that. And so I guess what I really want to say to these types of people is that 1996 through 2016 me is pissed at people like you for making me waste so much time thinking that it is my fault. And now that I've gotten to a place that I am beyond that and I care about different things and I am no longer perpetually chasing fat loss, I will take it a step further and say that I am pissed off on behalf of my clients for posting shit like this, making people think that it is their fault. And I literally did see somebody the other day be like, "It is your fault." Thanks. Entirely not helpful. Entirely not helpful. We have far less control over our body shape and size than we think we do. That is not to say that there is no, I guess, personal responsibility in that, or that we have like zero control and we just are what we are. I am not about having like a completely fixed mindset about anything. But what I am saying is that that window of control that we actually have is far smaller than we think it is. And there are a lot of other factors that play into that systemically and in the grand scheme of our lives outside of that like personal responsibility and like which or how many pieces of pizza you decide to eat on Friday night. And additionally, I feel that the fitness industry is not helping by continuing to promote unrealistic body standards, making us feel like it is possible to achieve a body type that was perhaps never meant for us, or that was come about by the person in the photo, the fitness model in the photo, as a result of extreme restriction and, frankly, things that aren't healthy in the long term. And so that's what I have to say about that. I know it kind of started out as an open letter to the gym bros. I feel like it expanded a little bit and was maybe speaking to my personal experience, my experience working with my clients, and maybe perhaps to all of you, whether you are partaking in the fitness industry and that experience, or you are a person who trains people themselves. Anyway, I feel better now that I have gotten that off of my chest. And the next time you are reading, scrolling on social media, finding something like this that you just find pisses you off or rubs you the wrong way, where somebody online is telling you that, you know, studies say that like calories in, the calorie deficit is real, and like you're not losing weight and it's your fault. It's garbage. And instead of typing out a long, angry post, save yourself the struggle. Just send this podcast episode over to them. Okay? Okay. Thank you for listening to my rant today. Have a great day. Have a great week. And we will talk soon. Thanks again for tuning into Tough Cookie Talks. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about me and how we can work together, visit my website, itsjennaj.com, or follow and tag me on Instagram at It's Jenna J. I would love to hear from you. If you like this episode and want to hear more, make sure you click subscribe and follow along so that you don't miss a single show. Then take a moment and leave me a 5-star rating and review so that we can help this podcast and this message reach even more people. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.